Welcome to History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center.
And once again, welcome back to the program here on Lake 98.1. On the phone with me, my good friend, Steve. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
I can't complain, sir. Today, we're talking about bomb shelters.
Yes, we are talking about bomb shelters. Have you ever been in a bomb shelter? You ever know of one in a house?
I have not, and I don't know anyone that has one in their house.
You know, I have to tell you, I live in Racine, and the house across the street from where I live contains Racine's very first bomb shelter.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. You know, in 1951, President Truman, he created the Federal Civil Defense Administration, which pushed for a lot of education as it related to being aware of what might happen in the event of an atomic bomb attack. And so in the schools beginning in 1952, teachers would yell without warning, drop. And the students would kneel next to one another under their desk, hands over their head, around the back of their necks. And the kids had to practice this randomly throughout the day in the event that we were going to be bombed by Russia in a nuclear war. And an odd part of that came out of that fear of being attacked was, one, many of the school districts during this period thought that they would give dog tags to all the kids so that in the event that there were a lot of children killed, they would be able to identify them easy. They even thought of tattooing and fingerprinting the children, but they decided the metal tags were thought to be better because they were more permanent than human flesh. So another thing that came out of that was these bomb shelters. And Americans built them under their backyards. They built them under their homes. They were built on a basement. And they were to protect people from radiation, more from that than from the atomic blast. And there was even one built in the White House in 1953. And John Kennedy actually called for millions of dollars to be allocated for the purpose of locating and marking public fallout shelters. And in Sheboygan, the Northgate Shopping Center in 1961 hosted a four-day exhibition of radioactive fallout shelters. So you can go to your local mall and you can see all these different kinds of metal fallout shelters that you could buy and have installed in your home. And that was right there in Sheboygan. And, you know, it wasn't just homes that were being considered for fallout shelters. In Nebraska in 63, Terry, the Roberts Dairy Company conducted a two-week survival test for 35 cows, one bull, and two student cowhands. They built a concrete shelter under a farm that was big enough to house 200 Guernsey cows, and keep them underground for 2 weeks to see if the milk would be contaminated in radioactive environment. And, you know, of course, eventually the Cold War fell away, the threat fell away, and in 2010, the Wick family in the seat of Neenah, Wisconsin, discovered a Cold War bunker built in 1960, buried in their backyard. And when they opened it up, it was about 8 foot by 10 feet. They said they when they opened it up, it was like a regular time capsule. It was still filled with things like Tang, cornflakes, Velveeta cheese, Hershey's syrup, and they found toilet paper, paper toweling, candles, clothing, bedding, medical supplies. So these things are still out there waiting to be discovered.
Look at that, my friend. Steve, if people want to support what you are doing down at the center, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Hey, go to the website, schrc.org.
We'll talk to you next week.
History and You, presented by the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center. Start your journey today by visiting schrc.org. Help us preserve Sheboygan County history by becoming a member today. To learn more, visit the Sheboygan County Historical Research Center online or call 920-467-4667.